blessed to all of us, and also we thank you so much for the opportunity to come here to hear your word. And today we are so glad that we have our pastor here, Pastor Joy Libelawe, to give your word about the hope in 2019, and also about looking forward for the with the powerful insight that is you, our Lord, with us. We pray for Pastor Joely that you can use his mouth towards to give your word to everybody in this room. And also we pray for his family, and we pray for the wife and also the kids, that you also be with them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Can I use one of these?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 2019. I came here, it was 2007. Today also it's the first Sunday after Epiphany. Epiphany. Sundays after Christmas, in which we remember the manifestation of Christ. It's funny, when we were having our time of worship, we come every Sunday. I love coming every Sunday and join everyone in terms of worship. We sing songs. I remember, as we ponder on the Epiphany, it talks about the manifestation of Christ, God coming to the earth. Sorry, I'm going to distract from our service a little bit, but I just want to encourage us. You know, the wise men, when they came, they were not aware of Jesus' ministry. He was still a baby. They didn't experience the power and the manifestation of Jesus' power. They came to the manger because they were waiting in expectancy to follow the star that led them to Bethlehem, and there lie helplessly is a little baby. The wise men came, they brought expensive gifts, but when they saw the little baby, said that they worship him. The thing is that they recognize who this baby is. And sometimes in our worship, we have to experience certain breakthrough in order to thank God and be grateful. Sometimes we forgot who he really is. That when we gather and we worship and sing praise or share together the communion, we recognize the deity and the sovereignty of the one that we are worshiping. Amen? I want to begin there. Let's focus on our message today. I think it's a message that everybody talks about every new year, you know, to really, to us, our every churches, and about forget the past. There are different ways that we can interpret this. Excuse me a little bit. I have to blow my nose. And tighten my pants. Sorry. So anyways, where were we? Forget the past. I remember I was in New Zealand one time, and then it was during censorship. I heard a knock on the door. And I opened the door. There was these people with folders and pens. And the first thing they ask, hello? You leave, the term they use is, how many people in this dwelling? It's not how many people live here. But the term they explained, they asked me was, how many people dwell here? Not working? It's off. How about that? Okay? Yeah. So, the past. Isaiah spoke a prophetic declaration to the nation of Israel in exile in Babylon, that God declared through Isaiah his love for his people, even though their disobedience cost them. And now they found themselves in exile for many, 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 many years. But God's love for them, he said, I will rescue you and deliver you again and take you back to Jerusalem. Now, many that those who were born in exile, wonder what this plastic is doing here. And he's saying to them, let me just backtrack here. Now, when we look at the nation of Israel, way from the beginning, in the time of Moses, the history of Israel, God's deliverance from slavery and his deliverance from the enemy, he parted the sea. This testimony reverberated to generation and generation of the people of Israel, and they always talk about the mighty hands of God in his deliverance. And even here, as God planned out the freedom and deliverance again of the people of his people to set them back to their land using this powerful king Cyrus, that he will deliver them through him, that through him he will set them free. And Isaiah was saying, forget the past. First he reminds them of how much he loves them. And then he says, you are my witness. What kind of witness is that? The Israelites, this whole history of the deliverance of God is rooted in their story. Every time when they go through something, they always remind their children of how God delivered them from Egypt. But this time God is saying to them, listen, what I can do is not limited only to what I've done in the past. He said, forget the past. Even though those are mighty things, it manifests my power. And he said, but I'm doing something new. It's not just that. What you witnessed there and the history that you have heard, I'm about to do more. I'm about to do other things that you've never seen before. This is really annoying. And he say, forget the past. He's not saying for you to modern and forget the things I've done. He said, focus here now. There are things I want to do through you and in you and for you that is coming that you have never experienced before. Yes, you look back and you think about the good old days of what Christ, of what I've done. But gaze your eyes here, because I'm about to do things. Their trip, take months to go back to Jerusalem, and there are danger in the way. The future that Isaiah was describing is not challenge-free, but they're full of obstacles and challenges and threat and danger. And God is saying to them, I will take you through. Amen? You have witnessed what I've done, but that's not all what I can do. I'm about to do more. Forget the past. I am doing something new that you've never experienced. And many times we do that, the thought that we think we have experienced God. Amen? And then he comes up with other things. That every year of our life is full of the promises of God. Amen? It's full of his faithfulness, the manifestation of his power. Every year we are experiencing that, that we are not relying on what he did last year or the year before that, that 2019, there are things that God has set in motion for you. Amen? And that he has the power to bring it to pass. Forget the past. Pay attention to God. I am doing something new. What is the new thing God wants to do to you? What is the new you that looks like? What it looks like? What do you look like? The new you in 2019, 2020, 2021. When I thought of what I said before, do not dwell in the past. Many times, even in my own life, I find that this statement by this person that came, how many in this dwelling, that becomes my life. That I dwell. That my past become my comfort. Amen? That our self-pity, our insecurity, we live with those things. We dwell in our living room of the past, in the comfort of our past, and we try to see the future from the window. And the only thing we do is glance at what is out there. Does that make sense? 2019, 2020, I am dragging with me my past. Happy New Year, 2019. Woohoo! I'm set free. Then I realize that there are things that I have carried with me from year to year to year to year. And many of us, God wants us to walk in the newness of who we are in him. Amen? He wants us to experience him in a fresh way. Not just the glory of the past. We've all experienced God in many ways. But he wants us to experience him. That I don't need to look out the window in the confinement of my past, in the confinement of my insecurity and whatever that I'm carrying with me, that I can bring these things before the Lord. He said, come to me, all of you who are burdened and tired. I will give you rest. God promised he will do that to us. Not only that we bring him our burden, thank you, Jesus, and we walk back carrying our burdens. He said, come, give it to me. Give me. Give me what you've been carrying. If it's insecurity, I want you to be secure in me. That's what God is saying. If it's lack of faith, I want you to trust me, Joelle. There goes. And then when we bring these things before the Lord, we started to move and walk and function in who we are in a new way. Our past can be the very hindrance of us moving relocate, move out of the room and the residence of the past, get out of that dwelling and start walking, just like what God said to the Israelites, I will be with you. I'm going to do new things. You think that you have heard me done this before? I have done this act, but let me tell you, that's not all what I can do. I'm about to do a new thing. And he said, pay attention, because it's coming. For us in 2019, what are we like? What are you like? What God has for you? What changes and transformation God wants to do in your life? Because I believe the more I carry this unnecessary burden with me, it doesn't fit in what God has for me in the future. Amen? For the Israelites, the preparation starts now. Get ready now. Get your heart ready. God is about to do something good. When we prepare the right way, this expectancy, the trust, I want this year to be a year that we can experience our faith grow stronger than we've experienced before. Amen? Some people say, well, Joely, this is the reality. Welcome to real life. I said, well, welcome to the real God. The real world we live in, we have a real God that rules, reign with us. Amen? Forget the past. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what challenge you have. It's time that we are not just glancing out from our vision in our windows of the past, the confinement of it, but get out of there and start walking. When we walk in faith, we are walking with God. Already the church is experiencing new things. Every year it's hard for pastors. Every year we're praying. This past few months, there are some faithful people who are praying. And I encourage the team, praying team, to write down what God is putting in their hearts as they pray and seek God. That God is engaged with us when we are engaged with Him. It's not that He's not engaged with us, but it's clear to us that He's been working all along. All along, He's been there for us. Forget the past. We are grateful for what God has done in the past, but at the same time, we glance at Him to what He has for us in the future. Don't be discouraged. The past represents pain for some of us. The past represents disappointment. The past represents guilt. Maybe broken relationship. You name it, you label it. Maybe it's relocation. Maybe it's the new season, the unknown. God said to the nation of Israel, I am doing something new. And He said, pay attention. Pay attention to me and watch what I can do. The future is not challenge-free. But in those challenges, I will see you through. And I will take you to the promised land. I will restore you. And I will restore my honor in you. He said to them also in Isaiah 43, if you read it, go back home. He says, you are my witness. Witness to what? Many times we interpret that as we're witness. We need to talk about Jesus. But God is saying, you will witness what I will do. Amen? You will watch and see. Imagine If other gods came to God and said, "You are not God. Who says you are not you? You are God." You know what? He'll say, "Ask those guys. Ask Seth. Ask the people of SIC. They are my witness. They have experienced the manifestation of my power." God said, "You are my witness. You will witness what I will do. Not only you will hear it, you will see it." Sometimes it's hard to think like that. But God is working. He's doing things all around us. God has his best intention for you and for me and for the people that we care. And he has the power to bring it to pass. Amen. Let's pray. Before I pray, I would like you to pray your own prayer. And just take a moment of silence and just say your own prayer before God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are here because you've carried us through. We want to thank you that you are faithful. We want to thank you that you love us. We want to thank you that you have the best for all of us. Whatever need that is here in our midst, we surrender to you. Whatever burdens that we've been carrying, give us the courage to hand it over to you. And whatever pain we're carrying, we ask you to restore us. And whatever areas that we need mercy and forgiveness, we want to thank you that your word said that you not only forgive us, but you take away our guilt and you remove our shame. We thank you. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask us to stand up. We're going